Guess who's back? It's me, and it's episode 85. I almost said it's 85, just because that doesn't mean anything. Dude, let's get right into it. I'm hopped up off of a stinking strawberry Pop-Tart I just had, okay? Delicious, right? I usually just eat them right out the box. One time I tried toasting it just to see how the other half lives with some hot Pop-Tart. I didn't like it. My roommate said I was a cop because only cops toast their Pop-Tarts. I don't really know what that means. I feel like they're supposed to be toasted, though, because pop is in the name. And where do you think the pop comes from? The toaster. But anyways, dude, let's just hop right into it. Look, we always start out with some good news. You already know the drill. And the good news of this week is I saw a roadrunner for real. And get this, he was running on the road. I didn't know they did that for real. Just a little bird running around on our street. He was just running around. I didn't even know roadrunners lived in Texas. But I'm stupid, so that's probably what's good. What's up? What's goody? I wanted to do this because, first of all, she's my friend, and I promised her that I would answer this question, and it's been so long since she actually asked the question, and I feel bad that I haven't asked it yet. But here's the thing. Look. Okay. Holy crap, I need to slow down. I might actually be on a sugar rush right now because I'm not doing this on purpose. That guy. Okay, never mind. A few months ago, it had to have been last year. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I did a special episode of bonus content that I sometimes do on the podcast where I answered women's questions for men, and they were all my friends, or, you know, women that I know that are my friends, basically. And a bunch of them asked me questions. I asked some other girls as well that I know that are my friends, and some of them, they may have just forgotten to respond or something. I don't know. But I didn't get a response from them. And then I was just like, you know, I'll just go on with the episode because I have a lot of content right now anyways. And it was a good episode. It was a good time. But since then, my friend Mac had a question. She sent it after I released the episode, not realizing that I had released the episode. And I was like, oh, okay, well, thank you for the question. Let me gather some more questions from ladies, and I'll just make a part two. I'll make a part two episode. This is not that. Simply because I'm having a hard time actually gathering more questions. I kind of send it out, and then I get the response. Oh, yeah, I'll send something. And then I just don't get anything. Not throwing shade. I'm just saying people's lives get busy and it happens like that. So right now I'm finding it difficult to actually gather enough questions and enough content for a part two. So right now Mac has a question. I told her I was going to answer it on the podcast. So one way or another, we're answering it on the podcast. So here you go, Mac. Let me find your question. It was so long ago. Where is it? Let me just, you know what? I'm going to just do this, dude. But also, because of this, I think that, you know, ladies, if you got a question for me that you have for men, the burning question that you've always wanted to have answered, just send it to me. And, you know, I think every once in a while I'll have like a new little segment on my podcast. I think that's a better idea now. Instead of making a whole new episode out of it, I'll just have a new segment on my podcast. And it's like answering women's questions for men. And, you know, I'll just answer one or two questions for a quick segment on my podcast and have a good time. Gives me more stuff to talk about through the podcast as well. So let's go for it. Here is Max's question. Cool. It's not playing. Hold on. Dude, what is going on? I'm going to freak out.
Do you think that most guys of younger generations view being emotional as a strength or weakness overall? And only in relation to men.
Okay. Interesting. That's a deep question. So, to be honest, it's kind of split, I would say. I would say that in this younger generation, there's a lot more worth placed on taking care of mental health as well as emotional well-being. And so there's a lot of people now who are realizing, hey, men should be able to feel their emotions and should not be shamed and should not be put down for it. And should not be called weak for it, because emotion is not weakness. And that's... Oh, frick. Hold on. Okay. My mic fell. Whoops. Yeah, the little screw thing that holds the mic there was loose. But yeah, a lot of people are waking up to that fact, where it's like men should be able to feel emotion and it's not weakness. But there's a lot of people with an older mindset, an outdated mindset about it, where it's mostly men that I'll see where they have that this outdated mindset where you are weak if you feel emotion or a cry or whatever. And those dudes suck, just to put it lightly. But then again, you know, they're the same guys who are refusing to go to therapy, refusing to deal with their own emotions. And so they're projecting their own emotional insecurity onto others because they don't know how to deal with their emotions. And so it makes them internally insecure, which evolves into anger because they don't know how to deal with their emotions. And it makes them feel, I don't know, maybe jealous that they can't deal with their own emotions when they see other people dealing with their emotions. And then I'll see women sometimes too, but it's more so the women who are also insecure and just sad and don't know how to deal with, I guess, other people's emotions as well as their own. And so they're like, oh, you know, I don't want a weak man. I don't want my boyfriend to cry to me or whatever. And it's like, oh, brother, enjoy being alone. You just have to get used to it. People are going to have emotions all of the time. Everybody does. So stop shaming people for their emotions. But to answer your question specifically, it's pretty split, I would say, in relation to men. Yeah. Pretty half and half on younger generations of guys viewing having emotions as being weak. I know personally, like, really, it is half and half. Like, personally, out of all the guys I know, it's pretty half and half on guys who are okay with emotion. They know how to deal with it. And other guys who are like, nah, man, you know, I don't cry. It's, you know, I don't need to. It's all good. You just thug it out. It is what it is. And that's all harmful statements. Funny to joke about sometimes, where it's like, yep, life's tough, gotta thug it out. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say most guys are, what was the, hold on, let me review the question here just to make sure.
Do you think that most guys of younger generations view being emotional as a
strength or weakness? Okay, yeah. I can't say with confidence most guys. I can say with confidence pretty half and half whether they view it as a strength or a weakness. Obviously, I err on the side of viewing it as a strength. Knowing how to deal with your emotions, knowing how to deal with other people's emotions is a very good thing. But pretty half and half to answer your question. But thank you for the question, Mac. So yeah, ladies, if you got questions for men, send them my way. If you know me personally, you could just text me a voice memo. If you don't know me personally and you follow my Instagram at nico.fleco, I think it's called right now. Unless I'm tripping. I'll check it real quick. Yeah, Nico.Flecko. Then, yeah, just send me a Instagram voice memo message, whatever it is. Who knows? Stuff. But, yeah. Anyways, thank you for the question, Mac. Let's move on. Let's get going here. Okay, so this was pretty funny to me, but when I was at work, you're required to basically ask customers for their phone number to see if they're a rewards member, so that they can get like savings and discounts throughout the store and stuff like that. And this guy was buying a gift card. He was buying two gift cards, and one of them was for Jimmy John's. And he was like, just put $20 on that one. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. So I scanned the gift card, but I was kind of like, I kind of zoned out for a second. And so when the screen popped up to put in the amount of money for the gift card, where it was like, what amount is going to go on this gift card, right? Where I would have to type out $20. Instead, I went, okay, and you have a phone number with us. And he said his phone number. I typed it out. And then I looked at it and I was like, oh, I almost gave this guy $8.3 billion in Jimmy John's gift card money. Which obviously would be impossible because the gift card had a $500 limit. First of all, though, dude, if you're going above $50 for Jimmy John's on a gift card, what planet 51 are you from? Okay. You don't need that much, but could you imagine $8.3 billion in free Jimmy John's? Set for life on Jimmy John's. But also at that point, if I have that gift card, do I have the right to just buy Jimmy John's? What if I just bought Jimmy John's and then like, you know, I would do everything in my power possible to see if like I could somehow exchange that gift card for real cash, you know, $8.3 billion. And then I would probably just give so much of it away because at the same time, I don't want that much money. But generational wealth for sure. I would just like buy a few like really cool things that I've always wanted and then save like out of a billion, you can save a lot still. Out of 8 billion, you could save a lot still. So I would say I would keep like 500 million for myself just to like take care of my family for generations, right? And then the rest can go to charity. I would do everything that I could to like help the world's problems, like world hunger and stuff like that. Because now you got a whole lot of money to do it. And it's like, hey, rich guys, sup though? How do these problems still exist when it's like eight guys have all of the money? Those eight guys should be giving a lot of it away, but they're not, of course. Anyways, who cares? Yeah, that's so much though. That's so much money. That's too much money. It's almost a dollar for every person alive, and that's just too much money. But yeah. Oh, this was a fun incident a few weeks ago. I woke up one day, as you do, if you're still alive, and I woke up and I looked at my phone, and I noticed I had a missed call from a random number, and the random number sent me a text message. So I opened my phone, I looked at the text message, and it just said, all it said was, APD, which is Austin PD, Austin Police Department, and then Detective Brooks. And I'm like, what? Why is a detective reaching out to me? I haven't committed any crimes that I know of, I guess. I don't know of anybody that commits crimes. So I'm like, did one of my friends do something really stupid and I'm about to be questioned? What is going on? Is my family safe? You know, you start running through your head on stuff. So I immediately call the detective back at the number. He didn't pick up, of course. And so I'm getting more nervous. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I left a message. I was like, I don't know why you called, but, you know, you called me, so give me a call back. And then I call my dad. He doesn't pick up. So now my pants are pooped and I'm like, oh, great. My father went missing. And then I call my mom and I was like, hey, mom, is dad okay? And it's a Saturday. It's a Saturday morning. And so I'm like, they should be together right now as a family, right? They should be at home chilling. My dad doesn't have work today, whatever. But my mom goes, well, I'm not sure. Because last night, me and your sister left to stay in a hotel since dad is working on the house right now. And the fumes got a little bit too much. And so me and your sister left for the hotel for a night. And so I'm like, so the house has collapsed on my father. Okay, okay. And so the detective needs to reach out to me because I am now going to be the bereaved. Finally, my dad calls me back and he's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, I thought you were dead. It's all good. Now I know you're not. But a detective reached out to me and he's like, okay, well, you know, don't just give up your information. You can just ask for the badge number in the place because this is kind of weird. It could be a scam or whatever. So watch out for that. And now I was like, you're right. So the detective finally calls me back like 2 hours later. He's like, this is Detective Brooks of the APD. And I was, and he was like, all right, let's get started. So what's your first and last name? And I was like, whoa, wait, I don't even know what this is about. Can I like have your badge number and just confirm this with your department or something? And then he goes, are you not a registered sex offender? And I went, no. And he went, do you know anybody who's a registered sex offender? I went, no. And he was like, all right, sorry, wrong number, and hung up. I'm like, hey, police, have that correct, though. I don't even live in Austin. I live outside of Austin. I live in a city that is adjacent to Austin and is a decent amount of farness away from Austin. And you're, and also, police, if you have my number somehow, right? If you have my number somehow, get it right the fact that I'm not a registered sex offender and that you shouldn't have to ask me that question. Get a hold of your registry, man. Also, thank God I didn't give him my information. I could have just been accidentally registered as a sex offender. What a horrible start to the day, though, huh? You know? Only thing I've ever been is a registered flex offender because I'll be hitting the gym. So not really, though. I'm weak anyways, dude. Who's calling me? Go away. It's probably that stupid. I keep getting this stupid call from these random numbers all over the freaking country where it's this AI voice. And I could tell, but it's really close to natural. But I could still tell because I have a trained ear for this stuff. And I'm like, oh, I know what's real and what's not, dude, because I'm good like that. I'm like a secret agent where it says my name and it goes, Nick, is this you? Which it's asking me that question because there's definitely somebody scamming on the other end recording the call where they're looking for me to say yes so that they can have my voice and then have voice activation of me saying yes so that they can open my bank accounts or whatever it is they do with this kind of technology. So keep an eye out for that stuff for sure. But It's unbelievable how often that happens. Why are they leaving a voicemail? Huh? Who is this? Total Wellness Support. It's another one that I've gotten before. Total Wellness Support. Exciting news awaits you. You could be eligible for a substantial $6,400 living subsidy. Today marks the final day to determine eligibility. I'm reading the transcription of it, and it's exclusivity. For those under 64, making less than $50,000 a year, excluding Current Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries. Dude, I don't have anything to do with Medicare. To ensure you claim your subsidy by April 2024, take the right step now. Dude, this is obviously a scam. Why are you just going to give me... Yes, decline and block. Why are you just going to give me $6,400? It's ridiculous. Stop reaching out to me about this stuff. You're obviously liars. So anyways, that was a lot. But yeah, dude. Now, also, I want to say this because I think it's unfair. I think it's very unfair that I saw this. There's an animal out there called the capybara or whatever it is. Cute animal. You know, it does its thing. I'm not exactly sure what it is or what it does. It's just an animal. It's a wild animal. It does its thing, right? I looked it up one day. There's the capybara, and then there's a second species that is directly related to the capybara, and it's called the lesser capybara. And I thought to myself, how rude. How rude to say lesser. Lesser capybara? What do you mean lesser? He's just his own version. So I thought that was rude. Lesser capybara, you're not lesser in my eyes. You are as equal as the regular capybara. Well, actually, that's kind of equally bad calling it regular. So yeah, rude. Who decides animal names, by the way? Because they'd be coming up with some of the worst. You know what, though? There's all these weird bird names, too. Weird. I'm gonna look some up and read them to you. Weird bird names. Oh, dude, the first one. How do you pronounce that? Dick Sissel? Oh, Bird Boy is one. Okay, boobies. I mean, I've heard of that one. Bustard. There's Horned Screamer. Okay. Okay. Whoa, what a British name. Hottentot Button Coil. Lazy Cysticola sounds like an absolute disease. Why is it lazy? Exclamatory Paradise Widda. You know? Frogmouth. Goat Sucker. There's a bird called Goat Sucker. Does it suck goats? It doesn't say. Okay. There's a bird called Invisible Rail. It's kind of... It's kind of cool, but also hilarious. There's a bird called Mango. I've heard of that one. There's a bird called Oleaginus Hemispingus. Okay. So much. Parasitic Jaeger. So, guess there's too much yeast in your beer, huh? Phoenix, Tweety, Ginger. That last one's not real, obviously. Oh my gosh. There's no shot, dude. Blue-footed Booby. Tufted Tit. Okay, so that's a real bird, though. What? Satanic Night Jars. What? Dude, we got devil worshiping birds. Okay. Yeah, that's insane. There's a little bustard. Trying to look up more. Tiny Sky Tyrant. Ugh, that's a lot. There's a bird called the Go Away Bird. Rude. Penduline Tit. So, lots to do with boobs and tits. I don't know. I don't know why. It's a lot. Birds are not boobs. So, just like women are not corn. Call back to episode 3, dude. Wow. Fluffy-backed tit babbler. Dude, I'm not just saying this stuff, okay? It's real birds. Sad flycatcher. Okay, so why is he depressed? Sucks. Smew. Smew is a pretty regular name, I would say. Smew. Somber Tit. Okay. And, what? Okay. Yeah. Typical Swifts. Yeah. Typical Swifts. Okay? Just Taylor Swift fans running around the world being obnoxious all the time for no reason. European shag. Gross. These are real bird names, and it's an okay. If I get one more ad pop up, I'm gonna blow up. I don't know, something preferably with people not inside of it though, so that I do not kill, because don't want that. Rough faced shag. Okay, that's really aggressive. Common loon. What? So a lot of these are like sexually charged names. Am I tripping or no? Red rumped bush tyrant smew. I feel like I'm so close to accidentally saying something offensive. Noisy pitta. Okay. I don't know what that is. Noisy miner. M-I-N-E-R. Not M-I-N-O-R. Let's not. Yeah. I don't even know. Spangled Drongo. That's fine. Howry Puffleg? Swallow. I've heard of that one. Ruddy Pigeon. Not really that weird. Drab Seed Eater. Not really that weird. Not weird. Cool. Perplexing Scrub Wren. Yeah. Okay, dude. That's absolutely a spell. Wow, I could read weird bird names forever. Monotonous Lark. Dope. Noisy Friar Bird. There's a lot of noisy birds, I guess. And the last one on the list is a noisy scrub bird. Dude, yeah. Incredible. Incredible. What was my common loon is hilarious. What was my favorite one? There was one that was good that I liked. Come on, where are you? I saw it. Where was it? Am I just tripping out? I guess not. Satanic Nightjar is crazy though. Like, okay. Why is it satanic? So yeah. Oh man. Oh, I'm so tired. I wish I didn't have to go to work today, but I do. It's all good though, because I like the job and I want to get hired full time. Please hire me full time. So yeah, I'll probably just cut the episode here because I'm tired. But yeah, that was a lot. Thank you, all you satanic nightjars, for watching. You devil worshipping birds. Thank you for watching. No, listening. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to me. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. And as always, I hope you enjoy your day, your week, your month, your year, and the rest of your life. Peace out, homies.